Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Broadcasting from the 57th Annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox here with Megan Maroney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, your record label came to us before and said, hey, keep it short. She's losing her voice. Is that something they say so they can get you the heck out of here, or you're really losing your voice?
I think it's kind of a preventative thing as well. I played like 4 shows in a row. I've got a rooftop show tonight. I have a show tomorrow in Dothan, Alabama, and then I have to perform on Wednesday for the CMA Awards. So we're just trying to make sure.
Dang,
my talking, honestly, is where my voice goes out a lot.
Yeah, that's tough because I think about my schedule and I'm like, man, what time can I take a nap? And then like, what's going to be on TV tonight? Like, yeah. That sucks. I mean, it's good. No. It's good, but it sucks at the same time, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's exhausting, but this is what I signed up for. So we're enjoying it now. I'm young, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm old, you know, thank you. That's just what she said. She said, you're old, I'm young, I have energy, you don't.
No.
But like when you're thinking about the dream of being like a musician, do you realize how hard it, like the grind, or did you think, oh, I see the lights, the camera, the stage, and you don't think about the back behind the scenes?
I mean, well, I thought I was going to be an accountant, so I didn't never really, you know, think about what this would be like until it happened. And then once it started happening, I was like, well, I really want to do this with my life. So I'll do anything to make sure that I'm like working hard and keeping the ball rolling.
So. Oh, you're a smarty pants accountant, huh? So do you keep track of your own money, or you hire someone for that?
Oh, no, I don't have time for that.
So you wanted to be an accountant and then said, you know what, I'm going to hire a different accountant to watch my money.
And it's really funny. During meetings and stuff, they just see my eyes glaze over and I check out. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. with the taxes, and I can't believe I wanted to do that with my life, to be honest.
I know, because my uncle does it, and I'm like, dude, you just sit there and look at spreadsheets all day, and you have to clown.
Oh, I'll like my send God. My business manager's receipts, and I'm like, I'm sorry that you have to do this.
Okay, so we're gonna play a game called Would You Rather.
Okay.
So, would you rather meet your hero and throw up on them, or meet your hero and have them throw up on you?
I don't think I would want to throw up on Taylor Swift, so maybe she could throw up on me. I don't know. None of those really sound ideal, but I definitely wouldn't want to throw up on her.
Yeah, it would be awkward, like, but it would be awesome. Like, what a memory, you know? Like, Taylor, like, you would be in the news, Taylor Swift puked on me.
Yeah, okay. I guess. I'd be like, are you okay, girl? Like, let me get you water.
But then you would get some in a jar and have it forever, right?
No.
Oh.
Ew.
Okay. Now we have one more Would You Rather, because that was Morgan's, and I think that one's kind of boring, so I'm going to do mine. I want to know, would you rather pee out your nose or poop out your ear?
The first.
See,
once again, none of that is ideal.
Right, but for the rest of your life, you had to pee out your nose or poop out your ear, what would you rather do?
Yeah, pee out my nose, for sure.
Huh, interesting. Because I feel like you'd have that smell there forever, and it was just like, if something dripped
in your mouth. Not if you're hydrated.
That's a great point. Didn't think about that. right, well, hey, good luck on Wednesday night, Megan Maroney. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Don't miss the 57th annual CMAs.
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 Central
on ABC.
Is Morgan here with Luke Bryan? If you didn't hear that nice little laugh coming in.
My laugh. Oh,
yeah, I love your
the
laugh.
Signature goofy laugh.
You know, you got a lot going on. Like, you are about to host the CMA Awards. You've got massive number one songs. You've been touring. You have so much going on in your life. Is there anything you can't do?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can you give me like a few things? Because I feel like you're pretty perfect.
I think that, I can't ice skate.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can't.
You like fall all over the place?
Yeah, that would be a bad deal. Like I said, I can't really chip very well.
Chip. Golfing. Oh, okay. Not a good golfer?
I can chip my teeth.
Have you ever chipped your teeth?
Yes, on microphones.
You just eat the microphone?
Well, people, you just like, hey, what's up? Doom. Oh, there we go.
Just having a little too much fun.
Repaired. At buck teeth, so I have an extra to file down.
Okay, that's fair. What about this whole Peyton Manning situation? You guys are like BFFs at this point. Have you had any crazy moments with him that you haven't told anybody about?
We have a lot. You know, we go take a couple golfing trips. We do some cool golfing stuff a couple times a year. And
you guys have sleepovers? I feel like your best friends have sleepovers.
We've not, you know, that's a little, we haven't done that.
Okay.
Maybe would entertain it, you know, maybe.
What would a Luke Bryan sleepover look like?
It would look like a bonfire and camo clothing and whiskey.
Oh, okay. Whiskey sour or just straight whiskey?
Whiskey on ice.
I like it. What about this cowboy and plowboy song?
Oh, me and party.
There are some like innuendos with this song. People are questioning some things. How do you feel?
What cowboys, are they questioning?
Listen, just roll with it. How do you feel cowboys and plowboys should be taken?
Exactly the way we exhibited in the song.
Yeah, so how is it intended? Give us a little story behind it.
Well, it's intended to uplift the differences yet similarities between cowboys and plowboys and how they're able to interact in social settings, life settings, and how the analogies and the how am I doing with this?
You see where I'm going with this? Wait, so which one of you is the cowboy and which one's the plowboy?
I mean, I'm a damn plowboy.
I'm going to be honest with you, Luke. I don't know the difference between the two.
I'm speechless.
Am I supposed to? Is this like an obvious thing?
Well,
that
you should look at John Party and kind of be like, well, that's a cowboy.
But I could argue you're also a cowboy.
I can't rope.
Okay. So that's the difference here.
You got to be able to rope. Now, I mean, I could probably jump on a cow and wrestle it. But, you know, cowboys, you know, you got to be able to drive tractors to be a plowboy, you know, to plant, to harvest, to cultivate.
Which one do you feel is more badass?
Ooh, that's different. I got to stick with being a plowboy's badass.
Okay.
But cowboys are badass, too.
I hear you. I just was so curious about the song because, like, you hear cowboys and plowboys, and it could go a lot of ways.
Just...
I have left Luke Bryan speechless, and I love that
right.
for me.
I'm either no matter what I say, I'm going to get in trouble.
I love it. I have a would you rather question for you. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
I've never even thought of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to.
I would rather have my hero vomit on me. That's weird.
Who would be your hero that would vomit on you?
Oh, gosh. Conway Twitty.
Oh, that would be an interesting situation.
Be amazing. I'd dig that.
I'd dig that for you, too.
Yeah.
What a cool story. Conway Twitty vomited on me. Thank you, Luke Bryan. You're the best.
I'm trying to figure out if you're tripping or I'm tripping.
I think we both are.
Okay.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Wednesday night.
At 8, 7 Central.
All right, it's Morgan and... Lunchbox.
I thought you were going to say Chris Lane.
Well, Lunchbox. Good job, Chris. You know what you're doing. Morgan and Lunchbox here with Chris Lane.
I know who he is more than he knows who he is.
That would probably be true. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, and before we start the interview, Chris Lane, I'm just going to...
The interview has started Lunchbox,
FYI. But Chris Lane, you've been doing like radio interviews for how long now? Like 25 years?
Oh, yeah. At least.
You're touring the country. Like,
did you just call him old indirectly?
Yes, he did.
No, what I'm saying is he's done a lot of interviews, and he's got to take the gum out of his mouth because it...
Well, it could be dip or something. You don't know.
It's not dip. I can smell
it.
You can smell dip.
It's gum.
Oh, I still can't smell.
It is true. You're right. It was the gum rule of thumb. I dropped the ball.
Or your people dropped the ball.
No.
Or you just want to have good breath.
It's my fault. I wanted to have good breath.
here, breathe on me and let me see what kind of gum.
Why? Okay.
If you had to guess, what kind of gum would I be choosing?
If Chris Lane, I
or
feel
chewing.
Like you're a wintergreen kind of guy.
Mm. Is it the five? Is it the big five?
It is not.
It's the only one I can picture right now.
Because I used to chew.
What?
Oh,
double
it is
bubble?
The double bubble.
That's I would never guess that. That's not even for good breath, Chris.
I agree.
That's just for
honestly,
taste.
After the first five chews, it's gone.
Yeah, that's okay. You were doing that for fun. Okay, fair enough. Well, I do want to ask you a serious question. Okay,
that is funny. That is funny.
You've been on tour with a whole bunch of people. I want to know what
you're calling him old indirectly.
Yes.
Maybe. Well, listen. I could list it: Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, and Faith Hill, Florida Georgia Line. I mean, I could list all of them. You know. But what's your most embarrassing tour story? Like maybe you did something in front of somebody. Something happened. Maybe it's a secret you haven't told the world yet.
Wow.
I mean, because tour, you're out there on the road with people the whole year. Stuff has to happen.
One of the things that happened, I'll tell this story because I'm currently working with Jay DeMarcus with my new record label. So back when I was out on tour with Rascal Flatts, they always used to tell this story. And people used to believe it. It used to be a rumor out there. They were like, you know, we're so happy to have Chris out on tour. We're so proud of him and all the things that he's overcome. I just put out my first song, Fix, at the time. And they're like, you know, he overcame this big meth addiction. And so it was a running story that I had a meth
problem. I did not know you did meth, man.
I did. Well, yes, it's true. I did. I did. Let's run that story.
So
I bounced back hard.
So you're debunking all the theories right now. They are not true.
Yeah. They're not true.
All right. There it is. Okay. Well, that's
I didn't know
like
we were
going
to go there. I thought you were going to be like, man, one time I was talking to Garth and my fly was down and we went straight meth.
Yeah.
Did that also happen?
That did not happen.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, I thought it was going to be something
know,
like that.
But maybe it also happened.
I know. I feel like I'm definitely missing a good tour story that I can't even think of in the moment.
It's okay.
So I'll walk away and be like, hey, let me come back over there.
I'm going to be like, what's your name again?
Yeah.
But we did learn you're on meth, so that helps too.
That's right. It always helps.
All right, Lunch. Go with your question you want to ask.
What is my question? Oh, I don't remember. Would you rather? What is it? Would you rather?
Okay. I love a good would you rather.
Okay. Would you rather meet your hero and puke on them or your hero puke on you?
I think I'd rather do – well, actually, I take that back because one of my biggest fears is puking. So I think I'd rather have them puke on me.
Wait, hold on. I have two follow-up questions. First is your hero. That would be puking on you.
Yeah, like who would you want to puke on you?
Who would that be?
In the country side of things, probably Kenny Chesney.
That would be an interesting situation. Some rum, maybe on a boat.
That's right.
And you have kids, so how is puking a fear, and like, how are you handling that?
I agree. And honestly, that was one of the main things that played on my mind when I decided to have children, is they do throw up a lot.
A lot?
Yeah, it's alarming. But
so do you like run out of the room?
No, wait, is it a fear of getting, like, you see someone puking, it's like, or it's like just the fear of you puking?
It's the fear of me puking.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate that feeling.
Like, totally get it.
I can't really deal with snakes or spiders or any of that, but I honestly would rather deal with that over the feeling of puking.
Yeah, my problem is when
so
I puke.
This is your number one fear.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely.
It goes puke, snakes, spiders.
I already told my wife when the kids come home sick from school and they have some kind of stomach virus of some kind, I'm running out that house. She's going to have to deal with them.
So what's the concession? What if you run out during that, what is she allowed to run out during?
When it's TV time.
Well, I'm
yeah.
just there.
Yeah, when they're watching cartoons.
Is. What's her concession?
That's right.
In
that's
this?
Right. That's right. When they're watching cartoons.
Yep. 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Chris. It's good to see you. Good as to always. See you as well. Thanks for the fun conversation.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Don't miss the 57th annual CMAs.
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 Central
on ABC.
It's Morgan here with Jackson Dean. Before the CMA Awards, Jackson, are you doing anything with the CMA Awards this year? What's happening?
Just walking the carpet.
Oh, that's not a just. Let me remind you, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. No,
is this the first CMA Awards for you, or have you been before?
No, we did last year.
Okay.
It was funny. I walked out right behind Reba last time, and I hate to admit it, but I got a little struck, and I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh my God, that's Reba McEntire. Oh my God.
So you think there's a video of there out there, you like sitting in the background and you're totally geeking out?
This was us walking. Thankfully there was no cameras to capture it, but I got a little excited, and she was walking out to her car, and just kind of kept my distance. I didn't want to crowd her or nothing. I remember that, and walking the carpet. And
do you have any other memories kind of like that of iconic moments where you're like, holy crap, this is my life?
I kind of had one with people. I kind of had one. We did one of the bigger tours of Q1 with Blake and Carly. The last weekend of that tour, they, you know, do a party and, you know, just say thanks and, you know, just have a good time. And my parents were there that weekend. And so was my sister, and so my mother and my sister at that party. I'm going, I look over, and my mother and sister and Gwen Stefani are all standing there talking babies, and they stood there for like an hour, and I was just like, what is life right now? Like, and she's very, very nice, and you know, I've seen them a couple times since then, and she's just like, oh my God, how are you? You know, and she's very sweet, but to have her be that cool with my family, and you know, just be like, oh, this is happening right now is pretty cool.
That is a very surreal moment. I couldn't even imagine talking to Gwen Stefani, let alone for an hour.
Yeah, she's very, very nice, very, very nice. At least she was with us.
You're like, the only experiences I have, they're great, right?
Yeah, that's the only ones I got.
Okay, you also have your song Don't Come Looking, which I will say I have used for road trip pictures because I love the idea of just like peacing out, nobody knowing where I go, and I'm just gone.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've had like that trip where you're like, I want to stay here, live here, and never come back? Maybe it was a place.
I've been out this place a couple times. We actually shot Fearless, the video, a lot of the Vista stuff for Fearless was shot here. It's Virgin Falls. It's out past Center Hill Lake, east here, out in Sparta. But it's 5 miles into the falls, and enough solitude, you know. But in there, I went a couple months ago, and it rained pretty hard, and I'm pretty light when I go. Little bedroll and a 9x12 tarp and all open, you know. But yeah, I went in there for 3 days and just cleared my mind. I try to get out now about once or twice a year. Either here, I go back home, and there's a river that my family's been going to since my dad was 10 years old. So that's 43 years they've been going up there. And I went earlier this year for a man's trip up there, which was big old drink-a-thon. You know, three boats, and I think we counted it was 32 coolers.
Drink of choice?
Vodka.
Just vodka? You just taking straight vodka shots
no,
on
no,
me?
No, vodka mules.
Okay.
From the time I started drinking, which was, you know, yeah, you imagine. but it was always whiskey, and then I had some stuff going on, and I quit that for a while, and then my dad started making these vodka mules, and I was like, damn, Dad, that's good. So I've been on a mule kick for about the last year and a half. So
okay, well, I mean, we have to wrap it up. I'm getting the wrap it up finger, so we're just gonna go get you a mule real quick, a vodka mule.
Hell yeah.
Sound good?
That
then we'll go
good.
Out to the farm.
Okay sounds good.
Okay, all right, important question. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you? First off, who's your hero?
I'd rather have them vomit on me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not good when I throw up.
And who would be that? Who would be vomiting? Reba?
Let's go with Chuck Norris. Since he's on my mind here, okay. I've been seeing a lot of Chuck Norris memes in the world. No, just be like, that's so legendary. Just, yeah, Chuck Norris vomited on me once.
Right? You know? Good badass story to tell.
Yeah.
The CMAs are live on ABC
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 Central.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Broadcasting from the 57th Annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan here with Michael Ray, pre-CMA Awards. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You like tired yet? You've done this a million times?
Nah, it's always fun. I feel like this is like kicking off like the holidays. You know, it's like CMAs is coming in. Everybody's in town. It's cool to see everybody. Everybody's been running all over the place. So cool to see everybody in the hallways, at least for a quick second in between. And then everybody's in town seeing Maze. It's like the Super Bowl, you know, so everybody's
here. That's
true.
I did just see you talking to Luke Bryan. Is it weird when you're like seeing all these people who maybe once upon a time were like your heroes and now you're like, this is me.
Oh, it's crazy. I always try to remind them, you know, because I'm like, like, you become buddies with some of these guys you grew up. I mean, I covered Luke Bryan songs all through high school, you know, at all the bars I played at. And the Tailgate and Tan Lines record is still one of my favorites of his and favorite. I still go to listen to it. So
wait, the Spring Break album?
The Tailgate and Tan Lines?
Have you listened to his Spring Break albums, though?
Oh, yeah.
Because those are are where it's at.
I'm from Florida. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
just making sure you knew. Yeah, some people are like, he has what albums?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I knew about the Luke Bryan. I'm trying to get on that
Crash Mexico
trip. Yeah. How do I get on that?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, enough Luke Bryan. He's on his own. You do have a new EP out, Dive Bars and Broken Hearts.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, I can relate to Dive Bars and Broken Hearts. But where did this come from, the inspiration?
I was after, COVID and everything, I think just everybody had that time period of really just rethinking things and kind of feel like I just really grew into myself and got that, found my sound. I found the confidence and, you know, little chip on your shoulder don't hurt, for motivation. And I feel like, I've known Michael Knox, who I'm working with now for years, and felt like I was ready to work with him and felt like it was the right time for us. And this whole record, I just really, dove all into. Vulnerability had never been a strong point for me, so really tried to push through that for my own self, too. But also, I just know that the reason why I felt like I could say things growing up is because, Tim McGraw sang it, or, somebody sang it that I listened to. And so I try not to forget that.
Do you feel like it's weird, too, because I feel like maybe you're in a point of your life where that broken heart is mended and now you're singing about broken hearts, so you're like, this is kind of weird. I feel like I'm in a different place in my life.
Oh yeah, I'm way different in a different place in my life, but somebody's going through it, so that's a good thing about country music. So
that is very true. I also heard from a little birdie that you have a connection to Shaq. Is
So Shaq and I supported the sheriff, the guy that was running for sheriff years ago in my home county, and so we did like a fundraiser thing at Shaq's house in Orlando. I think he just sold it. I put an offer in, but apparently
it didn't quite
$5,000. It was way too low for what he wanted. So they're like, hey, we're going to do this fundraiser. It's going to be at Shaq's house. And I was like, awesome. And so we go there, and he has the exact replica of the Miami Heat basketball court.
Wow.
All inside.
Did you get to play on it?
Yeah, I played guitar. I sang on it. Or saying there, we had a big event there, and then
wow,
and then I know my limits. I don't think I should go against Shaq on basketball.
So okay,
maybe free throws. I'm just kidding.
Did you go your limits though? On like, did you get his phone number?
I do. I think I do have his number. I did. I don't know if I still do, actually.
Have you ever just like FaceTime Shaq when you were drunk? You're like, yeah, I got Shaq's phone number.
I FaceTime Ric Flair drunk at 4 a.m. and me and my buddies were gator hunting. Me and my cousin and buddy of ours were gator hunting, and we weren't on any gators, so of course we went cooler hunting, and there, that was stocked. So we took care of that, and then one of my buddies was like, FaceTime someone on your phone, and I'm like, Ric Flair's a wild man, he'd understand if he saw this, and I would tell him. And then the next day I get a text message, hey buddy, saw you FaceTime me at 4, you okay?
Ric Flair would be bailing you out of jail,
100%,
I feel like,
yeah,
if
100%,
that's an option.
Absolutely. I knew I was safe FaceTiming him at 4,
Fair enough. And just to wrap this up, we got to do a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you? And maybe it's Shaq or Ric Flair. I don't know.
Is it on their boots?
It can be wherever.
I'd rather vomit on somebody, I'll be honest with you. I feel like I don't get embarrassed too easily, and, I travel a lot, so my clothes are limited. So...
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And who would that be that you'd be vomiting on, your hero?
Oh, man, you're really starting some beef here.
Well, you can have a lot of heroes, but like the one that this could happen with, and you'd be okay.
Again, I feel like Flair, he was a wild man back in the day.
I mean, you're really putting Ric Flair on the best friend list.
Let's go, yeah.
Give us your best Ric Flair impression, and I'll let you leave.
I have spilt more liquor than you have drank. These suede shoes, $800. This Rolex... We're limousine riding jet flying. Woo! Nature boy.
I have no idea if that was correct or not, but I appreciate that.
I appreciate the confidence that you gave me.
Okay, that was good.
Don't miss the 57th annual CMAs.
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 Central
on ABC.
It's Morgan and Lunchbox here with Maddie and Tay. Hi, guys. How are you? How are you?
We're good.
You guys look amazing. Congratulations are in order.
Thank you. This
is the first time we've seen you since the new baby has arrived.
Yes, it's the best. Like,
how is it? Like, you guys are both now moms.
Yes.
And I'm a dad.
Okay, we've been calling
I'm not
this.
I'm talking about you.
We've been calling this. This is our MILF era. That's what we're going for.
I mean, okay, we're going
for the MILF. Oh, that's a great name for your next tour. The MILF era. Tour.
The MILF tour. Do you know what MILF means?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay. Because you got one.
Well, yeah, I got one, and I mean, I watched American Pie. Guys, come on.
Oh yeah, that's
where it's from.
Oh yeah.
So why the MILF era? Why is that the name?
It's like after you have a baby, you can do anything. Yeah, like there's confident. A confidence where you're like, damn, my body did this and
exactly.
like went, you know, and like delivered and grew and all this stuff. Yes. And so like even if you got a little stretch marks and some rolls and whatever, it's like, you know, you still feel
it's
hot.
Just sexy. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it.
Because it's like,
it.
Damn, yeah. I freaking birthed a child.
I need
child.
You guys to like bring that energy to my life every day.
Girl, the bangs. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. It just looks like you run things because you do, but you just look like, girl, you cracking the whip.
Hey, thank you. Because that guy over there tried to rape my bangs on
air. I didn't rip your bangs on air. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you tried to rate
them. Rate them. Yeah. Because I wanted to play a game around the studio. Rate the bangs. Like, what do you think?
Oh, I thought 10 out of 10. Whoever cut them did a great job.
Well, you guys both get 10 out of 10s in the MILF era.
Okay. Let's go back to having a baby. So, like, when my wife pushed out our three babies, I watched, okay?
Yeah.
I was totally against watching. I was like, I am not going to do that. And then when it happened, I was like, oh, I'm watching. This is amazing. How is it happening?
It's really cool.
Yes. Did your man watch?
Well, unfortunately, we both had very traumatic birth stories.
I should know this.
You should. No. We're fine. I had to do an emergency C-section, so I started pushing, and then once I started pushing, I labored for 36 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was gnarly. She was in labor for 5 days, so that's a whole, yeah. They were both gnarly, but my husband.
You are the MILF.
But does he watch the C-section? Like, can you
he
watch
can't.
That?
No. Yeah, okay. So they had a big sheet up, but the bizarre part was when they were cutting me open, my epidural wore off, so I felt everything.
Oh.
And so you really felt the knife.
Yeah, I felt them cutting me open.
And you know what they say, the first cut is the deepest.
It was, dude. Baby, I know the first cut. Yeah, okay, so. But with that being said, my husband wanted to, but they had to kick him out because they had to put me under anesthesia because I could feel everything. And you can't feel yourself getting cut open. That's not really
that takes a turn for the worse because like my wife on our third one, she was like, it was like 8 a.m. She's like, oh, I'm good. I need that epidural.
Yeah.
And so they come in, they start doing it, and she's like,
can't sit still.
And she can't sit still, and she gave birth before the epidural got in.
What a champ.
Yeah.
Tell her she gets bajillion. I tried to go unmedicated, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Well, that's what she thought the first one. She's like, I'm just going to do it all natural. And then like she's like puking halfway into it, and she's like, give me that epidural. And then the third one, she was like, I'm taking that epidural. And then she waited too long, so we did like the exact opposite.
My husband wanted to watch, with all that being said, but then he was stuck with this baby while I'm still under anesthesia for an hour, and he's like, oh my God, what do I do? Yeah, so it was traumatizing for everyone. But
also a parenting question, because I am a 42-year-old male, very, you know, comfortable in my life, and I still kiss my mom and dad on the lips.
I kiss my baby on lips. I kiss her baby on the lips.
Yeah, like a family, like culture thing. I think
I don't
do that with my family, but we've never done that. So it's not weird.
But you do it with your baby or no?
I do with my baby.
Yeah. See, I kiss her baby on the lips.
But and that's what I'm saying. That's
your family. Yeah. But are you going to kiss them when they're 42 years old?
You know, this is weird. I kiss my mom on the lips still.
That's what I'm talking about. High five.
Okay. My dad kisses me on my forehead.
But my family's French.
My dad does that too. Yeah.
My mom's side of the family is French. So even my grandpa would like kiss me on the lips.
My grandparents on the lips.
Do you do the double kiss too? If you're French, do you do like the cheek kisses?
We just went.
I will say that's what I'm not down for. It's like, you know how people like to double kiss? I don't want to be double kissed.
Now, fair enough. I feel so honored because she don't do the she only does that for me.
Yeah.
She gives me cheek kisses, but nobody
and your
else.
Mom. And
my
like,
mom.
And people that I know.
And Tasha. Yeah.
You don't want strangers coming up to you and be like, kiss. I can appreciate it if you want to do that, but I don't want to do that.
That was like when I was pregnant in our meet and greet. Oh. Some people would touch my stomach without asking.
Explain
I'm like, that
to me
was
why.
Not. No, just because I'm big and giant doesn't mean like your hand
and
should be there.
And then they'd say weird things like, man, you're about to bust.
Yeah, you're huge. And I'm like, thanks. Why do I want to be reminded?
My wife was coming out of the bathroom at a restaurant, and this lady's walking in. She's like, oh, my gosh. She starts touching her belly. And she's like, I can tell you're having a girl or whatever. I'm 98% accurate. And I'm like, whoa, who are you?
Back
it up. Because my wife comes out and goes, sorry it took so long. Some lady accosted me in the bathroom and was like feeling up on the belly. And I was like,
dude, I can't stand it. Man, boundaries. When I was like about to pop, we did a meet and greet. And I overheard this guy. He's like, oh, wow, I didn't know she was pregnant. Because you couldn't tell from the back.
No,
I would turn around and people would be like, whoa, God. And so I was doing this meet and greet with her. And this lady's like, yeah, she's definitely due like next week. She's huge. And I was like, you're such an I'm not due for another 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Right. I was like, I was like, do I really look that big? And he's like, you look great and strong. Tell that lady to shut up.
Yeah, it's tough when you're pregnant because like my dad, like when my mom was pregnant with me, I was the third of three years. And he looked at her one day and he goes, you look like Big Bird. And
wrong
three
answer.
And, 3 years is
and it went south.
Oof.
It went south.
Yeah.
Did
she starve him?
She cried and got emotional. And my dad was like, I didn't know it was so bad. I was just saying
I'd be like, your ass is starving or going to McDonald's.
Exactly.
I ain't giving you nothing.
You better get that question in
well,
before.
Well, I do have a quick question about your kids. Are you guys forcing them to be best friends or are they just automatically best friends?
They're automatically best friends. Automatically BFFs. Layton loves Forrest. Like, she's so smart. So she's like, oh, fingers, hands, baby hands.
She's
like
all of his body parts.
Oh, she's just so sweet. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, we do have a fun would you rather question. First off, who are your guys' heroes? Like, your number one hero.
First off, this is our favorite game to play on the road, and we have some gnarly ones.
Okay, well, if you want to ask
no, but
them,
what was yours? Yeah, ours are gross.
Oh, I got a gross one?
Hold on.
I got a gross one.
We can ask your gross one.
Okay.
Our first one was, if you met your hero, would you rather them vomit on you or you vomit on them?
I would take vomit from Liam Womack any
same.
Day.
Yeah, I've already
and
been
I'd
vomited
save it in
on.
A jar.
I'm just kidding. I would too. I've already been vomited on by a country singer.
Who?
Do I say?
Heck yes. You
Travis Denning puked on me.
On an airplane.
On an airplane one time.
We love him. He's our buddy.
We love him and we give him crap for it.
Were y'all getting drunk on a plane?
He was. We were doing our job, but he was hungover and had a good time the night before. He's a lot tamer now that he's married and stuff, but in his wild days, he puked on me. But the lucky thing was I was like mom vibes before I was a mom, where I'm super prepared. I've got like Germex and wet wipes and all that. So I just cleaned him right up and gave him some medicine and called it a day. So I just kind of doctored him up. And
that is beautiful.
You're a champ.
That is a champ.
I'm doing the Lord's work out here.
This is the one she told me I could not ask.
Well, I was trying to be protective.
She told me I could not ask this.
Labels being like, no, don't use that. So I was trying to
screw it. They don't get to say anything.
So the rest of your life, would you rather have to pee out your nose or poop out your ear?
That's a good one. I feel
could
like
you hide the ear, but then you'd smell.
I feel like pee out the nose and you just cover your mouth real good.
That's going to. I'm going to go poop out the ear because I could just wear some earmuffs or headphones and then just poop
like
all in there, like diaper
like
headphones.
And I feel like
headphones?
If you pee out your nose, it could accidentally get in your mouth and it's just like, ugh.
Okay.
Or there's just some leftovers.
I got a really gross one.
Go for it.
Would you? I love how much you love this.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. Literally play this game
all the time. Would you rather eat a poop flavored piece of chocolate or a chocolate flavored turd?
Oh, a chocolate flavored turd.
See, I say the same thing.
Yeah, 100%.
I like chocolate because it only has two.
At least it's chocolate.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather do that.
You did it the reverse.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather be the turd, but at least it tastes like chocolate.
That's
I don't
what
give
I'm
crap.
Saying.
Yeah, but it's a turd. I'd rather just eat a piece of chocolate and I can.
Because you know you're not going to, like, die.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to eat the chocolate flavored turd. Because if I go down, if I die, at least I ate some chocolate.
Yes, and listen, okay, I know we're getting the rap symbol and this lady's getting very mad at us, but I'm sorry, but I have to clear something up. So I had an Uber driver, right?
Okay.
And I start talking to the Uber driver. And I'm like, oh, you ever had any famous people? And idiot didn't recognize me in the back, but he was like, yeah, you know, one time I had Maddie and Tay in here. And I was like,
no, you're lying.
No, I swear. And I said,
oh, God.
Yes. And I said, what kind of tippers were they? Absolutely. And they said, oh, well, it was them and someone from their record label, and it was raining outside, and it was only a couple blocks, but they didn't tip. And so I just want to know. What's up with that, Maddie and Tay?
Dude, we are 20 percenters all the time.
And
so
when was,
management,
when was,
you got to tell Haley.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's so different.
Well, was it with the record label or were we with our manager?
I don't know. They just said you were going a couple blocks. It was in the rain.
And it was in Nashville.
It was
so
in the Nashville.
Like CMAs.
Well, and you guys were just going a couple blocks. If you were just going a couple blocks, it's okay.
I'm just telling you what he said, so I just want to know what was up, Maddie and Tate. Man. But you guys are good tippers, though?
Oh, yeah. I go 20%. Absolutely. 20% minimum
but
at all times.
Every single time you can tip? Or yes. Are there like certain situations where you will, maybe you won't?
Like if you're at Subway and they ask for a tip, you don't tip, right? Come on. Like they're just making a sandwich.
But yeah. Uber, you should always, even if it was a couple blocks, like a couple blocks.
Well, I was trying to help you guys out.
Just tip.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah,
well, now we know.
I'm so sorry to that guy.
Yeah, I know. You heard it here first. Maddie and Tay apologize, man.
I'm gonna give him $20. Yeah, I'm sorry,
Maddie
man.
And Tay make public apology to Uber driver that we didn't tip. A few blocks.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Our team's gonna be like, thanks a lot, throwing us under the bus.
The CMAs are live on ABC
Wednesday night
at 8/7 Central.
Rolling 3. Quiet on set. 2.
Rolling.
What? Lunchbox here with Chase Beckham. What's up, dude?
What's going on, Lunchbox? How are you, bro?
Oh, man, I got to say, I'm doing great. Life is wonderful. It's just, you know, it's depressing because daylight savings time, it gets dark at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a different time of the year, huh?
Like, it just sucks, man.
It just takes the wind out of your sails.
It really does. It's like, you walk outside, it's like, oh, 4 o'clock, can't even go do anything. You know, can't go to the playground. I mean, not that you go to the playground, but I have kids, so
right.
Go to the playground.
You take them out to the park and get to go do it. Yeah, it's exactly. Not, you can't, you got to be home by 5 now.
It sucks. Yeah, and like, it so sucks. You can really do a show like, oh, it's 4 o'clock, and you feel like you start playing because you got like 6 more hours. It's like, oh yeah.
It's thrown me off. It's thrown my dog off because he usually gets his dinner at 5 o'clock and now he has to wait and he doesn't understand why. And so, you know, I thought we were ditching the daylight savings thing. And
I don't even listen,
is that happening?
I don't understand daylight savings time. I don't know
I don't
how
get
you can,
it either.
I don't understand how you can ditch it. So I don't understand any of it. I'm
no,
not
there's
heard.
Places that don't do it anymore.
Right, but I don't understand.
Like Arizona doesn't do it. I don't think. Like they never, it's just that's it. This is what time it is. Like that's how the world should be.
I don't understand how you can be so different from this type of the world. Daylight savings time. Let's talk about, you know, real life things. Like, you know, you were on American Idol and you had a mentor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, like, he mentors you and tells you what to do, and the judges get up and judge you.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to, you know, like, flip the script. I want you to judge the mentor.
We're talking about Bobby?
Yeah, we're talking about Bobby. I wasn't going to name names, but Bobby Bones.
We're talking about Bobby Bones here?
Yeah. Like, as a mentor, like, how did he do? Like, where room for him improvement? Like, what, scale 1 to 10?
Bobby was great, you know, and I got to spend a little bit of time with Bobby while I was on there. And, you know, I felt like Bobby was always really honest. And to me, that's something that I value, is honesty from a person. And Bobby was always that person. And every time I get to see him, it's great to see him, you know, because we kind of started there on Idol. And it's interesting, you know, being in a completely different setting and, you know, going and sitting in at Bobby's show and getting to perform there. It's a whole different deal. But yeah, Bobby was great, man. And I enjoyed working with him.
So, I mean, does anybody, because I'm a huge sports fan, so does anybody ever be like, dude, are you related to David Beckham?
Everybody.
Everybody.
When I was a kid, all the time. And then nowadays, not as much. David Beckham was like, oh, Odell Beckham Jr.? I'm like, we're not related.
Like, so is it
David Beckham? I don't know. Like, I have no idea. I've never done the Ancestry 23andMe type stuff. And I think if I did, I might find out that maybe we are a little bit. There might be some lines.
That would be kind of cool.
It would be cool.
You know, hey, David, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, send me some underwear. Exactly. Come on, man.
So we do this game called Would You Rather?
Oh, okay. I played that game.
Yeah. So do you have a hero? Like, who's your hero that you want to meet or, you know, interact with?
Probably Stapleton.
Okay.
Stapleton.
So your hero is Chris Stapleton. So you meet Chris Stapleton. Would you rather puke on Chris Stapleton or Chris Stapleton puke on you?
Him puke on me for sure. Because then it would be like, oh, it's cool, Chris. You know, no worries. If I puke on him, it might not end there. I might be like, you can't ever see Chris Stapleton again. If Chris pukes on me, I would probably be like, dude, it's fine. Like, it's totally okay. This happens all the time. You know,
like, hey, it's not a big deal, dude. Like, not we're friends deal, here. Like, you puke it's on cool. me. Like,
we're boys now.
Have you ever been puked on?
No, I don't think so. No, I think I probably would puke myself if someone did that to me.
Yeah, man, I got puked on one time at a bar. Like, I so I had tuberculosis, right?
And
so, I couldn't drink for 9 months because I had to take a pill.
Is this a true story?
True story.
You had tuberculosis? Isn't
yeah,
it like a 1903 type of thing.
Oh, 100%, man.
What, how the hell did you get there?
I don't know. Still don't know. I was having night sweats. All this. Whatever.
All right, Doc Holliday. Tell me the rest of the story.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm still gonna go out. You know what I mean? I can't drink, but it'll still be fun. You know,
yeah.
It'll still be fun.
Yeah.
So I go out, and this is in Austin. I go to 6th Street, and I'm there first night. And
Austin
I'm there,
sounds about right.
And I'm with some buddies, and all of a sudden, this dude next to me just turns and just pukes all down my shoulder and my pants.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, I'm not going out when I'm sober. I'm done. And I left and went home, and for 9 months. I was like,
and then it cured your tuberculosis.
Yeah, 9 months later, I was back at the bars. But it was just like, this is a sign that I'm not supposed to be out here sober. You know what I mean?
you can't just be out there as a free spirit, man. You got to be drinking something.
Oh, it's rough. But all right, Chase Beckham, thank you for stopping by. Thank appreciate you it. You guys take it easy.
Don't miss the 57th annual CMAs
Wednesday night
at 8/7 Central
on ABC.
Lunch, you want to do the intro?
No, you can
Wait,
do it.
Lunch? What?
Lunchy?
Wait a second.
Call him Lunchy.
Hold
he
on.
Loves it.
Lunchy. Why are you called Lunch?
I don't know.
Well, do you his like name is Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's why. But that, she just Wait. Shorts it for
lunch. You didn't know his name's Lunchbox?
Well, hello.
Who's
this
pulling
is Gabby
my
Barron,
leg?
Everybody.
No, I promise.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
I promise. His name's Lunchbox on air.
That's not your. Oh,
it's not his real name.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever been on our show, Gabby?
Have you ever heard
of the Bobby Bones Show?
Where's Bobby?
I mean, Bobby is at a level where he doesn't.
Okay.
He has a lot more on his calendar than I do. Okay. And so.
Fair.
Well, I'm just shocked. No, hold on. We started this off great. She had no idea who I was.
I need to make sure we intro so everybody knows who we're talking to. This is Morgan and Lunchy here with Gabby Barrett.
Hi.
Go for it, Lunch.
Wow.
I thought somebody was telling me that he's eating lunch.
Well, I was eating lunch.
He was also doing
that. Oh my gosh.
Being one of the top 25 most famous people in Nashville, and then Gabby Barrett doesn't know who I am. This is weird.
Sorry.
You are definitely not top 25.
This is very awkward.
Okay.
That's okay. But Gabby
this
Barrett,
is good.
I got a question for you. Like, if you have something in your teeth, do you want something to tell you?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I've been eating lunch. Do I have anything in my teeth?
Oh, yeah, you actually do.
Thanks. Uh-huh. I can feel it.
I felt like I needed to clean my teeth for a second.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to rinse. All right.
We are thriving here. Gabby, you have a song, Glory Days, that's out right now, and it is thriving.
Why did I call you Gabby?
Because that's my birth name. Oh. What's your birth name? Not Lunchbox.
Jason Gibble.
Jason. See, good to meet you, Jason.
That's his fake name.
Oh, my. What are you people smoking over
there? I'm trying to help you out. He's really throwing you under.
Actually, my name's Nico Jackson.
Glory Days.
That's another one. Okay.
Glory Days.
Glory Days. I want to know what, you know, that's your song and you talk a lot about it, but what is a perfect glory day for you look like?
I know this sounds cliche, but really it's like every day is kind of a glory day right now just because of everything that's happening with career and kids and family and being in the thick of it. And I really enjoy it. It's challenging, but I really enjoy it all. So, I mean, the music video that we did for Glory Days was just me, my husband, my kids running around in the grass and kind of what our everyday looks like. And so that's really the best picture of it for sure.
Now on the flip side for like, I've never been pregnant, so I have no idea what that feels
it's
like.
It's rough, let me
what
tell
is,
you.
What is like your worst
oh,
day?
Oh, this guy. This guy right here.
My wife's been pregnant 3 times and it was rough.
You were not her though.
I know, but I could feel her pain.
What
is the worst part about being pregnant? Everybody talks about like all the great parts, but genuinely, like there has to be bad parts of being pregnant.
For me, it has some people it's the beginning, some people it's the end. For me, it's like towards the end when you're just like, ah, I want to meet who this is. I want to see who this is. And then all the weight of the baby is your whole lower half is just like taking it. It's just like taking it. You're just heavier on the bottom half. Your back hurts.
You can't sleep. Did you have sleeping problems?
You know what? What's the worst part about being?
Oh, my wife, it was the sleeping towards the end. Like she would try to put the pillow in between the legs. It didn't work. She'd roll on her side.
Yeah.
She would try to sleep, but kind of sitting up. That didn't work. She'd roll over on the other side.
Yep.
Can't roll on your stomach. But then, you know, she's like, ah. And then she'd get out of bed and walk around for a little bit. And she'd want you to walk around the house with her. And I'm like, ah, I need to get some sleep. Because I got to work in the morning. We got the other kids, but yeah, that's the worst probably.
Yeah. There you
so
go. There you have it.
Right?
Yes.
And getting in and out of
default to that.
Yeah. That's about it.
We do have a fun would you rather question for you too. Are you ready?
I'm scared.
Make it PG rated because
great.
This guy has
thank you. I like PG.
If you met your hero, which who would that be?
If I met my hero, who would it be?
Who's your hero?
Oh my gosh. My
probably
hero.
Lunchy.
Not Lunchy.
Oh.
She didn't even know you.
Hero in person form would be.
In person form? Do you have an AI hero?
No, the Lord Jesus would be my hero, though. He's who I look to.
I was like, is there an alien?
I know.
Maybe
I'm
in
like,
the 3D
in
world?
I didn't know where you were going.
No. I mean, I've met Dolly Parton was like a really big
inspiration to me to get Dolly and Shania. I haven't met Shania yet. I haven't even met Reba yet either. I haven't met a ton of people within the country music industry, but Dolly's was really cool.
Okay, so if it was Dolly, Reba, or Shania, uh-huh. and you met them, would you rather be the one to vomit on them or them vomit on you?
What?
It is would you rather.
Them on me. Why would I do that to them?
Right?
That would be awful. That's just like, no. I'd ruin
and
it
you have
for
a cool story like Dolly threw up on me.
Yeah,
but it's still a cool story
fine.
To say you threw up on Dolly.
Not, so
not at all.
Oh, man.
Not at all. Not at all. Nope, nope.
Okay. Well, that was the most PG rated we could go.
Perfect,
lunch.
I love that.
Yeah, and now we'll go a little better version of Would You Rather.
Oh,
so for the rest of your
I'm
life,
nervous.
No, it's not bad.
It's just really gross.
It's really not bad.
I got one eye open.
Well, yeah, it has sort of
just
near
imagine
your, eyes.
Your kids are talking to you right now.
Would you rather pee out your nose for the rest of your life or poop out your ear?
Ew.
I know.
I told pee. You, it's like kids.
Pee?
Who? First of all, people don't. I mean, I just don't openly talk about number dose. So Uno would be the first. P is easier to. Yeah. What are you even asking me? What is this? What kind of question is this?
It's like your kid's talking.
Like, yeah.
I'm about pooping out the ear because if
That's
you pee
disgusting.
Out your nose, like it could get in your mouth. It could like.
Well, just close your mouth. You know when soap wants to get in your mouth when you're in the shower and it runs down your face, but you like close your mouth? Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. I shower every once in a while.
On okay. a very serious note, I do bet you are out there empowering so many women because you're chasing an amazing career and oh, you're an incredible mom and
thanks.
You're doing a lot of things that make you look like a superwoman.
Oh,
and you are.
I'm not, but thank you.
How does that feel to you to be that representation for women?
Thanks. I think it's amazing to be able to have a family. I think the industry and like social norms are definitely not having family or doing both, or it's like very one or the other type thing. But it's so possible to do two things you love at once. It's just time management and setting your priorities straight and doing the other one you can and enjoying the ride on wherever that takes you, you know? And so I just trust that the Lord's going to guide things to where he wants them to be. And I'm okay with that, you know? So that's
I
all.
Love that. Well, I had to end this on a
positive.
Talking about pee out your mouth.
Yeah.
So Gabby, thanks for joining us.
Thanks guys. Appreciate
Gabby,
it.
Gabby, it's nice to meet you, Gabby.
Oh, you too, Jason.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Wednesday night
at 8/7 Central.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.